Many towns on the east coast are facing critical water shortages, and today the Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and the Water Minister David Littleproud will kick off a three-day tour to see some of the areas themselves. On their itinerary is Stanthorpe. The southeastern Queensland town is rushing to get emergency water measures in place this month before its dam runs dry. Fruit and vegetable growers are even committing $24 million of their own money to secure long-term supplies with a new dam. Here's National Regional Correspondent Dominic Schwartz.
On the edge of Storm King Dam in Stanthorpe, it's a race between engineering and evaporation. Workers are laying pipes to connect two emergency water tanks to the town water supply, which is due to run dry within the next couple of months. Those tanks will be filled every day with 50 truckloads of water, carted 70 kilometres from another of the region's reservoirs. The Queensland Government will pick up the tab. $800,000 a month.
Water's like gold, and I think that's the way we look at water now. This has been a hard lesson, but it's been a really valuable lesson for us to learn in regard to how we use water.
Southern Downs Mayor Tracy Dobie says residents and businesses have embraced the council's tough water restrictions, extending the region's water supply from 3 years to four. Each person is allowed only 100 litres of water a day, about 11 standard buckets, for everything, cooking, cleaning, washing and flushing. Peter Sheehan, like many residents, is using even less by recycling every drop.
So, Peter, what's the bathroom etiquette these days?
So, I use this bucket here to catch the water before it warms up, and then when I'm ready to have a shower, I stand in that tub, and then I use that water to flush the toilet.
How many litres a day are you using?
We're averaging about 85 litres a day.
Per person?
Yes.
So that's under the 100 litres?
Yeah.
The council is looking to make water restrictions permanent, though not as draconian, when the current crisis is over. But water savings and recycling go only so far if you're a fruit and vegetable grower in the Stanthorpe region, home to what is usually a $300 million a year horticulture industry.
So we're back by about 50% production this year.
Tomato and capsicum producer Tim Carnell says many farmers aren't planting at all, while some fruit growers are pulling out trees. Growers are convinced a new dam is the answer. So convinced that 51 of them are committing $24 million of their own money to build the Emu Swamp Dam on the Severn River.
It is a lot of money, but then let's put it into context with what we spent carting water this year. Back of the envelope, I estimate between $6 and $8 million, and the best we get out of that is a tax deduction. There's no future planning in that.
And they recently convinced the state and federal governments to come on board with the remaining $60 million.
I say it's going to drought-proof Stanthorpe for the next 100 years.
Vegetable grower Tim Carnell, ending that report by Dominic Schwartz.